Randy Atkinson stepping in here right now, 8:10 in the morning, and this is what I've been waiting for since I got hold of them yesterday, and they were saying that they were driving back and maybe we could get them on in the morning show, and we've done exactly that. Caden Korzak to my left, Nolan Myers right in front of me. Congratulations, fellas.
Thank you.
I mean, it don't get much better than that, does it?
No, it's
Tell me
awesome.
The feeling, Nolan, I guess, in the aftermath of this, when you know you've won gold, everybody's out on the ice. I mean, is it just ultimate joy?
Yeah, I think I can speak for myself and Caden. I don't really know how to describe it. It was kind of one of those things that I'll never forget, and it was an awesome moment, especially being able to win on home ice.
It's just surreal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it's on, and you're trying, Caden, to form thoughts, but you don't care. You're just hugging guys and happiness at its best.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't even remember just throwing my gloves up and stuff. I just remember going for my gold medal, and yeah, it was the best feeling ever. So
yeah, you guys have had some pretty big highlights in your career. This nothing tops this, though.
No
chance.
Top.
Oh yeah, your preparation for this. 44 players got invited. You guys made it. How did you know that? What were they running you through in these practices or whatever drills they were doing to decide who would be the 22? Is that what it was, just a bunch of drills and they're picking the best players?
The first 2 days were practices with 3 practices, and then the next 2 days were games. So we had 3 practices, 3 games, and then after that they made their cuts. And
were you feeling pretty good? Like, when that was done, or you just go, I'm just going to wait and see if I make the team or not? Or did you both feel pretty confident you were going to be on the club?
Yeah, I think I felt confident. I knew I wanted to, and that was my goal. But you never know going into these things that everyone's so good.
Yeah.
So just kind of waiting for that day to
I noticed your billets, Caden. From Kelowna, drove up to see.
Yeah, they were
That was
there.
Pretty cool,
yeah,
eh?
It was super nice of them.
Family members, how many were there?
Oh, geez, probably about 30.
And you, Nolan?
Not as much, just my main family, so 3.
From here?
Yeah.
That came down.
Yeah.
When you went into the final, or your preparation, any game you played in goal, any different preparation you would do with this as opposed to what you do with the Blades, or you have a routine and you go through it?
Honestly, I just try to use the same routine I had in Saskatoon.
Yeah.
It helped me then. I just thought it'd be game ready and just try to do the same thing.
I know Craig Button in the final game said after you got pulled 2 goals, of which neither. I mean, those were top-notch shots, there's no doubt about. But he said there's only 2 reasons, really, that he believes you pull a goalie. One is you have to because he's not playing well. The other one is you got to give your team a jolt. And that jolt, I mean, unfortunately, cost you for coming out of the game, but it certainly picked the team up, didn't it?
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah, I think that was the whole reason behind it, but...
What it is, it is.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, you played 190 minutes.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
And for you, 3 assists. You didn't play any power play. It looked as though they had you set up. Who were you partnered with, Caden?
Usually Bowen Byram from Vancouver there.
Do you know him well? Obviously, you do from playing against him.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say we played each other a lot this year. So
And so that was in practice. They paired you guys up there.
Yeah, we were together. And we had 7 defensemen in the game, so we would kind of rotate until the last couple games. But yeah, mostly with Byram there.
Did you lead the team in penalty minutes?
I think the first couple games I did, but after the last one, I think I was pretty good.
Yeah, boy.
Out of the box.
And then not being a power play, what did they want from you? What did the coach? I mean, everybody has to have a role. You guys are all elite players. All those forwards, you know, are accustomed to scoring and leading their team. But now you need to play a role. You got to put the ego aside. You're playing for Canada. What was your role, Caden?
I think my role in this tournament was just playing a more solid and defensive game because, you know, they don't really need the offense. We have the top players in Canada, I can put the puck in the net. So I think I just had to play a strong game in my own zone, and I think I did that. So
yeah, you did. You couldn't have played with better players. This has got to be the best team by far you've ever played on, Nolan.
Yeah, by far. I think you can really tell in practice and stuff, just so the speed and intensity that they're doing things, it's surreal.
What's the communication like out there? There's a lot of guys, obviously you and Caden know each other well and have played together since you've been like 5 years old, but a lot of guys you haven't played with. You don't know where they turn, how they do. They don't know necessarily how you handle a puck. I guess practice helped you immensely in that, but what's the communication like? Are you a yeller at your defenseman of trying to help them out that way?
Like, I try to help them out as much as I can, but I don't yell out at them. I think we had a really good group. We all got to really gel in really quick for a short tournament, and I think it really helped me playing the puck. I was able to just go right into it like normal.
Thanks for doing this, because I know you're both... I said, are you tired? You used the word exhausted. and that's because... this was pretty intense, Caden. I mean, I know the fact that, you know, you get through and you're young and that, but this is Hockey Canada. This is Team Canada. This is pretty intense stuff.
Yeah, for sure. And then the camp leading up to it was, I don't know, probably four or five days and straight. They're long days, and starting from 8 wake up and then till, you know, not going to bed till 11. So they're full complete days, and then right into the tournament, which is super intense. So, yeah, it was pretty exhausting.
Get your cell phone every day?
No.
No?
No, they take it away.
And how often did you get to use your phone, or did you?
We usually...
Very little.
Yeah, we had a very little. I think it was about probably around 20 minutes a day, at the end of the day, maybe.
It was interesting. I think it was your mom, Tricia Caden, who said that when the pictures were taken and the trophy, and then everybody kind of went to a bag at the back, and she figured, it must be another trophy. It was all your cell phones. Handed out the cell phones then. And tell me about where you were getting texts and calls and everything from all over the place.
Yeah, I think a lot of family, a lot of friends, and a lot of people from out in town here. So, no, it's really awesome to look up your phone and see all the faces and names coming from Yorkton.
Yeah, I know. I was annoying you guys almost daily by sending stuff. Thanks for responding to that. What now, Caden? What's up next?
Probably take some time off here and let the body come back together and stuff, and then head back to Kelowna soon. And I think probably just less than a week or in a week, and then get that started in Kelowna. So.
Do you guys have more international stuff coming out? Tryouts, different things? Is there anything else going on here this year, or does that about do it for that?
There's just the top prospects game, and I think that's, what, January, I think?
Yeah.
January is the top prospects game for the draft, so the CHL, the top prospects.
Would you rather play on Bobby Orr's team or Grapes' team, John Cherry?
I'd take either one.
You just want to be there, don't you?
Exactly.
You had the place rocking. There were a lot of people in Yorkton watching this. This city's never experienced anything like this, to have a couple players, let alone one, playing an international event. Congratulations. Enjoy this. And back to Saskatoon soon?
Yeah. Like Caden said, just a couple days off and...
Relax, visit, right, wear your gold medal around your neck, show it off, and I'll tell you what, you should. You should be proud of what you've accomplished so far and bright futures ahead. I've already sent a message to the Chicago Blackhawks about these two players, so smarten up and let's keep an eye on this. Congratulations, fellas. Truly outstanding.
Thank you.
Nolan Meyer, who will be with the Saskatoon Blades in his second year, last year MVP and Rookie of the Year for the team, and Caden Korzak will be back in Kelowna. He was there in Rookie of the Year last year, right?
Yeah.
And they'll be MVPs this year. Draft year two. Good luck, fellas.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Caden Korzak and Nolan Meyer, gold medal champions, the under-18 Hlinka-Gretzky tournament in Edmonton.